League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You took the team from a city. You are the Titans now. The Texans should get to wear the Oilers throwbacks. That's how it should work.
You know what? Whoever wins between Tennessee and Houston, they get the uniform.
That's what it really should be.
How about that?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
It's the Oilers. It's the Oilers number one. Yes, we're the Houston Oilers.
Been 97.5 and 92.5. Before we get to Chip Kelly, let's just hear from D'Amico. All right. Case did a great job tonight. He decided to go with Case. He did a great job. And Case came through for him. I couldn't have been happier about it. You texted me.
Yeah, you wanted
me.
That.
Yeah.
I texted you. I read that's the direction he was going to go. Yeah. And so, I texted you as soon as I found out.
And it was the right call.
Well, he just used the same logic you had. Is that, I mean, this guy's been there, done that before. Well, and I said, I thought it'd be Mills, but I told you, I didn't disagree with you. Case has, I mean, who gives you the better chance? Case knows the offense better. Yep. Case has been in it and done it. I just figured they'd go with the same guy they've been using, the good luck charm, Davis Mills.
Well.
But they didn't.
Here's D'Amico. Here was his logic about why Case started.
Yeah, with Case, he just has the experience, right? He's been there. He's done that. As he told the guys, this is not his first rodeo. He's been there. He's won big games. This was a big game for us, and he stepped up and did, he's been there before. So it wasn't too big for him. He was made the right plays, and he helped us, right? Guys are in the right position. We ran the ball well, and I think that's what helped Case and the offense by us running the ball well, which is something, we hadn't done well over the past couple weeks. So the way Motor ran the ball, the way Case played efficiently, Noah making big plays, Dalton, everybody stepping up when they needed to.
That Devin Singletary got 26 carries, and everybody else got one, except Case. He had two. Ogunbowale got one. He had a nice run for 17 yards.
Was Pierce out?
No. He had one carry for three
yards. Pierce did play?
He played.
I don't even remember the Pierce carry. I remember Ogunbowale had the one right before half
was
where
nice.
It was like he ripped off a pretty long one. But it's wild what's happened to Damian Pierce. To me, you don't get caught up with it. Who's giving you the best chance to win? That's all it is. That's the only decision it ever should be.
Yeah.
Is who gives you the best chance to win. That's what used to drive me crazy about the talk that, Dusty or AJ or whoever, he's not going to pull Michael Brantley. You got to put Michael Brantley in. And it was, I'm just using that as an example. Brantley, love Brantley and all that stuff. But whatever you think, you can't move this guy out of the six hole because he might be upset. Like, that kind of stuff always pisses me off.
Yeah.
Do what's best for the team. And Damian Pierce was awesome last year. But guess what? He is clearly not as good as Devin Singletary is in this offense. Dude, Singletary should be getting a lion's share of the touches.
They
force fed Pierce two weeks ago, three weeks ago?
And it
and it just didn't work.
Doesn't work. It's not working. So here's the deal. What I learned is that D'Amico is in this thing to win. Okay, he's in it to win right now. This is not, we're planning for there's no more. Oh, well, maybe, you start this guy just to see or...
It was nut cutting time. Okay, all cards on the table. Who do you think gives you the best chance to win? I mean, honestly, Bobby, if we're talking... Him and Bobby, what do you think? Honestly, I'm just saying this is maybe how it went. I mean, Case has a great grasp of the offense. I think he has a little bit better poise. This is maybe how the reenactment might sound. I think he's got a little bit better poise under pressure. I mean, I think we can win with Case. I think we got a chance to at least compete, keep it close with Case. I think he's less likely to make mistakes. All right, let's go with Case. He's been there. He's been in those situations. Let's call the quarterbacks in and talk to him, blah, blah, blah. It could happen like that. And then a running back, oh, no, no, we got to keep going with Motor. He's I mean, we got to get him as many touches as possible because we can't have Case try to win the game for us. We got to run the ball. Okay, let's go Motor. It's literally who gives us the best chance.
Yep.
You're right. This is true meritocracy.
No.
Isn't that great?
And
there's
that
no politics.
Great.
There's no who got drafted where. Nope. None of that stuff.
None of that. Who's going to give us the best chance to win? And you know who else played there? I mean, Noah Brown, after disappearing, after being great and then disappearing, for him to step up the way that he did yesterday, he had 11 targets, 8 catches, 82 yards, the touchdown. Noah Brown was fantastic. Fantastic yesterday. That was, and he, with nobody, no Tank, no Nico, Robert Woods has been AWOL. They couldn't even find him last, didn't even have a target last week. Dalton Schultz came back and made the catch of the game, taking it away, and then setting him up for the touchdown. It was unbelievable that you went in with this cast of characters and you won that football game. I know that that's not a good football team.
Truly,
the Titans are not a good football team.
No,
but you were basically, like you said, your preseason team.
You're on the road with you're missing 8 starters. I mean, you're missing what you're missing is you're missing a lot of your best. I mean, you're missing your best weapons. You're down to Charlie Heck, who's barely played football this year at right tackle. You had a lot of guys stepping into roles that they're, you know, we weren't ready to see. You lost Jimmy Ward again, unfortunately, with an injury. Man, to win that game on the road, and you're right. Now, from the Schadenfreude, it's not even Schadenfreude, from the stick it up their ass department, and sorry, kids, but you need to hear this.
Whoa.
Kids, sometimes, listen.
Well, the kids aren't in school this week, have
they? Yes, they are. HISD
is
still in school.
Wow.
Listen.
Well, that's a bad kid.
Listen. Okay. Listen.
Well, I'm dirty, filthy.
I know. But there's some things that mom and dad won't tell you, and they can let me tell you. Mom and dad, if you won't put the earmuffs on right now, that's fine. But I'm about to say it again. No. There's some games in sports that are sticking up their ass games.
No.
Yes, kids.
Ich
you need to hear this.
Claude,
it's not Santa Claus.
Isn't there a way to say that in German? Okay.
No, up there, Keister. I don't know that that's a German. Sounds like a German name. But you need
up
to.
Poop or stoop.
You need to make them. You need to make them feel bad, the other team. And.
Unless they like that sort of thing.
For your mommy and your daddy who live here, they understand. And especially if they are, you know, over the age of like 40, they understand bleep those Titans.
Bleep them Oilers.
Bleep those Oilers.
Yep.
And so what happened yesterday was a bad team and bad people got beat by good people. So the bad people, the bad guys, all the bad people, they lost yesterday because our superhero, Kaimi Fairbairn, he kicked a long kick. Mm-hmm. So if you're only 5, that man who came in and made those kicks with his foot was able to get rid of the bad people. Now they're still alive, so don't worry. Nothing bad happened to them. This isn't a
you
Colombian
soccer goal. You
couldn't
have told this story and explained it to the little kids without the sticking.
Yeah,
you couldn't have done that.
Well, what that is though?
Up the pooper steinen.
Yeah, but my point is, when you really want it, it's called a stick it up their ass game.
Wow!
You
again,
I'm just saying, there's no other way to say it.
Again,
when you really,
Chris Fisher, HRP, can you guys call? Can you call, please?
That's just.
Is there any way you can stop this?
It's what the games are called, kids.
Ugh.
I don't want you to use that language.
Wow.
I need you to know what that game is called. And they did. They tried. What they tried to do was they tried to troll you. They came out in their little outfits and were a lightning bolt. And they were doing cosplay. They were LARPing yesterday as Oilers. And guess what? They committed to the
bet. I wish you'd LARP as a professional.
Yeah. I wish you'd be more.
Ash.
Okay, so
dirty, filthy.
Another thing that I learned this weekend.
What are you doing?
Is the
ass?
That's the German word.
Ass.
See, it's the same thing.
That's butt.
Well, ass.
Play it.
Yeah, that's
ass.
See, same thing.
I learned that they got 75% chance of rain on Friday.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I learned this weekend.
Yo.
75%
chance. Aren't we going to have a giant tent?
We're going to be.
We don't typically have giant tents.
We're going to be outside.
The people can be under that. Don't we have that?
Well, we need more tents. John Lofgren.
No, yeah. Actually, I don't think he's gotten a hold of him. Mark texted me yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I can't get a hold of him.
Oh, boy.
So I'm not sure. But if it's raining that hard, you know.
We'll just come up here to the studio.
We'll have to figure it out.
Let everyone come with us.
We'll
the party comes here.
The party. Well, no, we'll go to Nick's place and do it like we always do.
Yeah, we could do that.
No.
Yeah, because we'll
have to talk
there.
About this. But for sure, Mark Klein is going to be there, whether he sets up at Nick's place like he did. Was that last year?
Last year when
he set up in Europe over there at Nick's place. And he set up his cases and everything, and we might have to do that again. We'll figure it out. We do have the Klein's Christmas party, which is this Friday. I texted him some stuff. I can't say because my wife might be listening, but I texted Mark some stuff, and guess what? Mark's going to make it for me, and he's going to have it ready for me on Friday. And if you're looking for a great way to get whatever it is that you need, 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388. You just text him a picture, and he'll say, oh, I can do that, and he can quote you over the phone how much that's going to be. He'll text you back how much that's going to be. I sent a buddy in there. You know, he's got, like, all these different luxury watches. If you're looking for a luxury watch, I sent a buddy in there. He got his luxury watch, sent me a picture of it. And Mark gave him a fantastic deal on pre-owned luxury watches. He's got them in stock. If that's something that you're interested in this holiday season, but also the lab-grown diamonds. He's the best. It just doesn't get any better, the prices that he's going to get. The price that he gave me on something that I'm making for my wife, you can't find it anywhere. Trust me. You're looking for that kind of service this holiday season, KleinsJewelry.com, 832-316-1388, or get to one of his two locations at Woodway in Augusta or at Fountain View in Westheimer. It's Klein's Jewelry.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Cool.
Jack Burton, me.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, let's get that Chip Kelly bite. Chip Kelly met the media before his bowl game. I don't even know what bowl they're in. I don't care. But UCLA, and it's so stupid. It's so stupid that the Pac-12 was broken up. By the way, Oregon State and Washington State got all the assets, like over $100 million worth of assets. They won their case, and they got all the assets from the Pac-12.
Crap.
Yeah, over $100 million.
That's a
$100 million.
Sweet gig.
Yeah.
I mean, for having a conference.
Well, that they don't have anywhere to go.
Except they're vagabonds.
But Chip Kelly could not be more right about this. And I think, was it Jim Harbaugh might have started this or whatever? But maybe this is what is going to happen, and we can get back to some normality in college athletics, because it's just stupid that Rutgers is going to play USC in a conference game. It's stupid, and yet it's going to happen. Here is Chip Kelly on how this thing should all work out.
What is the biggest issue that you might have right now, whether it be realignment, NIL, transfer portal, and what would your plan maybe be to try to solve it?
I think they're all a problem, and I think we need to have a conference commissioner. I think football should be separate from the other sports. Just the fact that our school is leaving to go to the Big Ten in football, our softball team should be playing Arizona in softball. Our basketball team should be playing Arizona in basketball. But because football left, and they're saying, well, how do you do that? Well, Notre Dame's independent in football, and they're in a conference and everything else. I think we should all be independent in football. And you can have a 64-team conference that's in the Power Five, and you can have a 64-team conference in the Group of Five. And we separate, and we play each other. You can have the West Coast teams, and then every year we play seven games against the West Coast teams, and then we play the East. So we play Syracuse, Boston College, Pitt, West Virginia, Virginia. Then the next year you play against the South while you still play your seven teams. You can play a seven-game schedule. You can play four against another conference, another division opponent, and you can always play against one Mountain West team every year so that we can still keep those rivalries going. Not that I've really thought about this. Not that I've a lot of spent time on this. But I think if you went together collectively as a group And so there's 132 teams, and we all share in the same we all share the same TV contract, so that the Mountain West doesn't have one, and the Sun Belt doesn't have another, and SEC has one, and they have another, that we all go together. That's a lot of games, and there's a lot of people in the TV world that would go through it. You can sponsor each one. Instead of calling it Group of Five and Power Five, you can call it Amazon, Nike, bid that out to things. You need a lot of different things. But I think if we still do the same thing and take all that money, and I would do this, and I think this needs to be done, that money now needs to be shared with the student athletes, and there needs to be revenue sharing, and the players should get paid, and you can get rid of NLI, and the schools should be paying the players, because the players are what the product is. And the fact that they don't get paid is really the biggest travesty. Not that I've thought about it.
It makes way too much sense. Way too much sense.
But the
and how about some relegation, too, if you've got the Power Five and the Group
Power Five? Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
What he says does make a lot of sense, and you really don't have to have there really is nothing other than history, you know, the history of having all of the teams, because it's been regional in the past. Now that it's no longer regional, you probably need to get away from the model of football. And we already know it's dumb for football, but it's hella stupid for the ones that aren't as big a money-generating sport, volleyball, softball, swimming, whatever the case may be, golf. So, yeah, I think Chip makes a lot of sense there. And then he's using elements of what's done in the NFL, for example, when you play the NFC South. Remember, Chip was a head coach in the NFL, too, where you play, okay, this year we're going to play the NFC South. Next year we play the NFC East. The next year we play the NFC West. You know, and you've got those four games against those teams. That's the NFL model, too. So Chip's borrowing some of the NFL model. I think he's 100% right, though. Football, just separate football out.
Yep.
It's a different deal.
Notre Dame's been it for years, and it works out just perfect. And the volleyball teams are going to play on the East. The UCLA volleyball teams are playing on the East Coast. It's just crazy. I mean, it's just stupid. You've got those traditions that you've established over years and years and years, and you just destroyed all of them. It just doesn't make any sense at all. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us. I love that. That is a great soundbite from this weekend. That's one of the things I learned this weekend, how much sense that makes.
How about talk to the coaches?
Well, no, they don't.
How about talk
they
to
don't.
Coaches?
They don't, though.
But it's because we don't have a central guy,
yeah,
or woman or whoever. You need someone who is the boss of things. And the problem is with what Chip Kelly's saying, it sounds good in theory, and it certainly makes the most sense, and it's for the greater good. But since when are we greater good at all?
No.
The SEC is going to be like,
grab.
We're not sharing any of our TV money with all of y'all. Forget that.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas was already trying to create their own networks. They were already doing what was best for Texas,
yep,
in the Big 12.
And they destroyed it.
And then the Big 12 blew up, and then they went to the SEC. And, you know, so everything he said, though, if you really were in it, and if everyone cared about what's best for college football
and athletics,
so you're not crushing the golden goose.
All athletics.
Yeah, and all of athletics. Yeah. Everything he said, with the TV money being centralized and everything, that's actually probably the best way to do that. Especially if you want to say, okay, we'll pay players, but you need to also have a standard amount, probably, or at least a adjusted cost of living for where you are, something like that. Because the problem you're also going to get into is, even if you pay the players, there's always, we'll pay you more.
Yeah.
That's never going to change.
That's not going to change. No, there will always be cheating. Mm-hmm. Always. All right, let's get Keith in here on ESPN 90s. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Happy holidays. Want to get in on this? What I learned this weekend. I learned that there are 3 Marvin Bagleys, and there are only 2 Piston wins this season.
There were 3 Marvin Bagleys.
Well, he's Marvin Bagley the 3rd, so there's at least 3 of them.
Oh, okay.
And he's a Piston, and there are more Marvin Bagleys than there are wins.
I remember 2, I guess.
Well, there's a 3rd, I guess you've never heard of, but
I guess I remember 2.
3
I probably don't know 1.
And there are 2 Piston wins.
Huh. More Bagleys, Marvin Bagleys, than there are Piston wins. How many do they have now in a row? What is it?
I don't know what it is.
22?
I don't know. That number is less important than the number
Bagley?
The salary for Monty Williams per win right now.
You're so upset by Monty Williams' salary.
Monty Williams had 1 finals run and they gave him nearly $80 million. Monty Williams.
People panic.
They're talking that Steven Silas might take over there.
Well, he's used to being a coach of bad basketball teams.
Listen.
He might be the jinx.
Is Steven Silas?
You really
Silas
want to know the truth? You know
now,
where he was before? Like, he was at...
He was in Dallas before this, before us.
But he was also on his dad's team on his that was on... Where did his dad coach that they were one of the worst teams? Was it Washington?
Was it Charlotte?
Or Charlotte.
When they were the Bobcats?
Yeah, they were the
something?
Worst team in basketball. Steven Silas was there.
Well, I think
he's been part of the worst teams. He's been on three worst teams in basketball, Steven Silas.
Well, I think the
Charlotte, Houston, and now...
The main thing is young basketball players who aren't good... as opposed to coaching Luka, young basketball player who is good.
Mm-hmm.
Giant difference.
But they've got a couple of players in Detroit. Holy crap.
And what
I mean, you can't be...
So we had a couple players here in Houston.
Steven Silas has got to be... Like, the teams that... His record as a coach has got to be one of the worst ever.
He only has... Only thing you can attach to him is what he has here. He hasn't coached a game.
No, but he's still part of...
He's not the head coach. You can't
I understand
him,
that.
You can't put that on him.
I put that on him.
He's not the... Monty Williams
he's
is the
mush.
Coach.
He's the mush.
Monty Williams is getting paid 80 over 6 years.
For 21 or two straight losses, whatever it is. All right, let's get Officer Phillip in here before we go to break and get to ship talk on the other side. What do you say, Officer Phillip?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Hey, you know, I got two things I want to talk to you about. First, I don't give men flowers, but I got to raise a Coors Light to Dale, really. I mean, Dale, I want to tell you that you've been back. I mean, if the show was a bus, you would be the lug nut keeping the wheels on. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. I really enjoy you on the show. Lance and John, I really want to talk to you about how the NFL has gotten so soft from the days of me growing up and watching football, from the Steve Atwaters to the Ronnie Lott, all the way back to the early Steelers and Cowboys. I mean, some of the hits and stuff that they called, the one like they called on Casey, you know, saying, hey, you got ejected. I mean, that's football. I mean, if you just remember not too far long back when Brett Favre was playing for the Vikings, the Saints were trying to kill him out there, and he never complained or anything. But some of the stuff today, I mean, the kids are growing up, seeing people like the Mahomes and, you know, things like that. I teach my little one who's playing Little League, you know, they got him as a linebacker. I'm like, you level him like he said something bad about your mom. But it's just so hard to watch. You know, I like watching high school football because they leave it all out there on the field. But I'm pretty sure Lance, your dad, would agree that football has really gotten soft these days. And sometimes it's hard to watch.
Officer Phillip, I appreciate that.
You know, it's funny.
I will say this, though. I did not like watching Michael Pittman get hit the other day. Mm-mm. I did not like some of the – when you look at the old days and some of the
hits – You look
hits
at Ryan Clark
that
hits?
Ryan,
just Google Ryan Clark hits.
It's not good. I don't care about soft. I mean, I care about that the guy can actually get up and walk away from
this game. I've seen too many guys go through – like, you know, Junior Seau killed himself. He had – You know, he killed himself. You had Dave Duerson shoot himself in the chest so his brain was intact so they could study his brain. Like, there's a lot of those guys. Justin Strelzig. I don't know, man. The head injury stuff we found is a really, really major issue. We knew that in boxing already, and yet they don't wear headgear. But we've already known that.
I don't want to see those wide receivers anymore taking those. I don't. I just don't.
Now, you know, I think you could look at other elements potentially. And say, is there an overcorrection? There are some times where there's an overcorrection and they don't look. I mean,
some of the quarterbacks,
some of
the
hits with
the
shoulders, with the shoulders into the chest, like it's legal. It may look really, really bad, but it's legal. So you have to be careful on that. My dad's problem has way less to do with football soft. He wants more practice time so you can teach technique.
Yeah.
His is about a better brand of football, more skilled brand of football. And he doesn't like the fact that coaches don't get enough time to actually coach players anymore.
Yeah.
That's his problem.
All right. Appreciate it, Officer Phillip. Right now, though, let's talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. Let's talk about people coming over to your house. And if they're blowing up your bathroom, people, you need Aqueduct Plumbing there this holiday season. This is when you got to shine as Aqueduct Plumbing because there's a lot of people coming. There's a lot more toilet flushes. There's maybe more sinks are getting clogged up. Maybe more. I don't know. If it gets cold, the pipes might break. Whatever the case may be, more people taking showers, so more residue in your tankless water heaters, and you need that cleaned out. If you're it's not flowing great, if you're not getting your hot water, all of these things, Aqueduct Plumbing is going to be here for you this holiday season.
An Aqueduct Plumbing Company is, they handle the big issues, but they also handle the small issues. So anything that's small, they're a company you can trust. If we have a big freeze come, you want to make sure that your pipes are all cleaned out, you don't have any issues, or if you do end up having an issue, you want somebody to come take care of it, they're the ones to remember. So make sure that you are you have their number handy, and they will be ready to come take care of you. 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, should it break, is there a bidet repairman on site?
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
832, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Dell has put together, and he does this every week, Ship Talk. A lot of interesting ship talk going on. It's Ship Talk going on this weekend. Dell, what do you got this weekend?
We're going to start with something that really just proves I was correct all along. Jake Browning keeps winning games for the Cincinnati Bengals, which means, as we all thought, Joe Burrow's pretty overrated. So shout out to Jake Browning for that. All you got to do is throw in some soft tossing right-hander in there, and the Bengals win games. Look at that. So now Jake Browning was feeling himself. Used to play for the Vikings, and this is him talking about his reaction and why he did it after their big win. Was that on Saturday?
Right after we made the field goal to win the game, I screamed at a camera and said they never should have cut me. Yeah, I mean, you can't say that the whole week and then go lose. You just wait until you win and then don't look like an idiot. I feel like I need a beer.
Now, it's nobody that's with the Vikings now cut him, by the way. Nobody, but okay.
Ownership.
Well, owners, I don't think the owners had any say in him being cut by the team, but okay.
No, but he can, it's still the same
owner. But it's still those uniforms that cut him, right. So he's got that chip on his shoulder. Next time he plays the Vikings, better watch.
Well, the Bengals hope he never plays the Vikings again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, right. Or wherever he is.
Yeah, wherever he might be. Which
he's making himself some money.
He's earned himself some money.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. So that was Jake Browning, his Bengals, still in the playoff picture. In fact, has one of the playoff spots right now with the Browns and the Colts. We didn't talk. Red Raider Kevin called in and we were talking about D'Amico Ryan's potentially coach of the year. Well, I think that game to end the year might decide it. If it's for a playoff spot, Shane Steichen or D'Amico, as far as coach of the year is concerned, we might see that. We'll move on to Daryl Johnston talking about, well, Kadarius Toney and Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes was visibly frustrated after Kadarius Toney batted up a ball that turned
right
into a pick.
Hands.
Yeah, another one of those. He's had one of those already this year. And this is Daryl Johnston, former Cowboy, discussing what might be going on between Toney and Mahomes.
You know, he's not going to trust him anymore. He's just, it's coming down to a critical situation, and that's where the ball has to go because he's open. But I don't trust him. I'm losing trust.
These pictures say it all. Rough week for Kadarius Toney.
The picture was Mahomes not as aggrieved as he was last week, but he was not thrilled.
No. He looked like he said something. Lip readers have him saying some stuff about Kadarius Toney. I bleep and hate him.
Wow.
I don't know that Patrick Mahomes said that, but it was right in his hands, a perfect pass. He went right through him. He batted in the air, interception. How many times can you keep going to this guy and him screwing you? I mean, honestly, how many times can he screw you? Now, it was Valdez-Scantling that missed the ball.
That dropped one.
That dropped one.
It's been
a few, though.
even on fourth down late, it might be that same game or maybe the game previous. Justin Watson had a ball hit him in the hands.
Yep.
So it's
oh, even Travis Kelce dropped one in that
game. Yeah. But it's been all the Chiefs pass catchers, but Kadarius Toney certainly getting it this week. Because, well, as Pat Mahomes said, he ruined a great moment, although he blamed the referees, but we all know who's at fault it was. And, by the way, the offensive offsides calls, they're picking up. I don't know if
it's... Oh, my God, that's the third one now.
In direct response to Patrick Mahomes, but they are picking up right now.
The Texans got one.
The Dolphins got one.
Dolphins got one, and I was listening to the game last night. So it was Jacksonville Ravens. No. I think it was the evening... Was it the evening game or was it Jacksonville Ravens? One game that I had on the radio that was not the games you talked about was the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's clearly point of emphasis now.
Well, do you think they're now calling it because to back up those refs after what Patrick Mahomes said, all that crap?
I think they said, hey, if we're going to call it, we agree this has been happening. Let's be more consistent with calling it. And that's what they did. And I had people say he wasn't offsides. Brown was 100% offsides. What are you talking about? You can't line up on the ball.
In the Dolphins game, Robbie Chosen, Robbie Anderson, formerly.
We're not doing Robbie Chosen.
Well, that's his name now. The referee, he lined up offsides. He pointed at the ref but didn't look at him, and the referee was coming out. Hey, move back. But he never actually looked at the ref. He just pointed at him, going, I'm good, and then the ref had to throw the flag. Coming up next, we'll go with the Texans. A couple sound bites. First, we'll go with the fan outside of the game talking about Tim Kelly and what a certain player for the Titans who didn't play should have done to him.
I think Jeffrey Simmons should have smacked the shit out of Tim Kelly on that last drive. That's what I think.
Short and sweet. Short and sweet.
Who was that?
It was just a fan being interviewed after the game.
Oh, it was a fan.
Just saying, Jeffrey Simmons. Well, we know Jeffrey Simmons does have that proclivity. He has done that to someone in the past, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We'll move on. This is Jonathan Grenard discussing what we all discuss, the Titans and their cosplay nonsense with the uniforms.
Hey, man. I could have swore those were ours, but at the end of the day, they can wear them. They took a L in it at the end of the day. So we can just continue to see who's going to wear those eventually. If they're going to pull those out again, I don't know if it's bad luck or whatever, but they're going to have to see us in 2 weeks. So we'll see if they got the white jerseys, the version of those, if they're going to pull those out. So we'll see, man. Like, I'm excited. It was a good look for them, but ultimately, like, they still got to come see us, still got to play ball. I don't care what uniform you're wearing.
And then Amy Adams Strunk left a bottle of Columbia blue wine, with the Oilers symbol in the, I don't know if it was intentional. It may have been in all the suites, but I think the McNairs looked at that as a troll because they've been doing it anyway. And so you could see there's a video Big Sarge had it of, he was filming. He was there as a media member and he was filming, and I think he was there as a media member. And, cause he was under the tunnel. And you see Hannah running by throwing up the H because that's what the McNairs do now. And then Cal ran by and was kind of smiling. I know for a fact from someone who knows that family that they couldn't wait to beat Tennessee. They do not. I think they were very, very happy to beat Tennessee. Let's just put it that way.
As was the rest of the city.
Yep.
I didn't even grow up here, and I knew about the Oilers stuff. I watched them lose to the Broncos, watched them lose to the Bills, and I thought, that's Oilers stuff.
That was Oilers stuff yesterday. That was classic Oilers stuff.
We got a couple more to go. Jerry Kill, formerly the Minnesota head coach. We all know he was the one who – was it seizures he had?
Yes.
He had seizures.
On the sidelines.
Yeah, on the sidelines. He is now the coach at New Mexico State, and apparently there is an ongoing – as there always is between in-state schools – a New Mexico State quarterback during the summer, I guess he was working out at New Mexico, urinated on the logo at New Mexico. And New Mexico held that apparently against them. New Mexico State punished the kid, and Jerry Kill will allude to that or talk about it. But you'll hear Jerry Kill not thrilled with the treatment his Aggies received on the Lobos campus.
And it may not be the time to do it, but my gosh, I'm going to get off my damn mind because I didn't say anything about it. We discipline the young man. He doesn't get to do any interviews and stuff like that. You know, if you want to take a toothbrush and clean toilets all the time, that ain't a lot of fun, and do community service. Well, guess what? I hope the AD here gets the same damn discipline with the people around this state that Diego got, because he deserves it. And it don't bother me a damn bit. When he don't let us want to practice in the Dendorf facility, when he don't want us to do this and do that, that's chicken. And I don't care. That's my opinion. I get in trouble. I don't give a either. Because I can go down, and I can go down to Mexico tomorrow, drink margaritas, and let you all enjoy your life, because I'll be enjoying mine. But I got class. I've had class my whole life. And you can ask the college football profession. I've had class. Never been treated like that. And guess what? When that incident happened, I didn't know about it for 2 months. And we beat them right here. Then they tell me after the game, take that to the bank. And he better be disciplined. He better be disciplined by the state. If he's not, it's a crime.
He is referring to as AD Eddie Nunez for New Mexico. The player, Diego, quarterback, like I said, urinated on the logo during, I guess, a summer workout at New Mexico. And like he said, they didn't tell him until after the game. They disciplined the kid, blah, blah, blah. And then he's accusing New Mexico of not allowing his team to practice until one of the bowl officials got involved and allowed them to practice on the field. Now, New Mexico obviously is denying that's what occurred, but that's the back and forth between the two New Mexico schools. We got a couple more to go. This one is Scott Frost talking about Marcus Mariota, a story from Mariota's freshman year at Oregon, and Mariota being very quick with it.
You know, people ask me about him all the time, and he's such a great player, but his best attribute is how quick-witted he is. People don't know this, but his freshman year, he worked at a grocery store in town to kind of pay the extra bills, and he was at the register one day, and this great big woman comes in, and she said, "I'd like to buy a half a head of lettuce," and he kind of looked at her funny, said, "We don't sell half heads, only whole heads," and she got all mad, and so he walked into the back to ask the manager what he should do, and he said, "Hey, I got this great big fat woman out here that wants to buy a half a head of lettuce. What should I do?" And he didn't know it, but the woman had followed him back there. So he looks over his shoulder, and he sees her standing there, and he said, "And this lady wants to buy the other half." So that's how quick-witted he is. And the manager told him afterwards, the manager said, that was impressive. I can't believe you could think that quickly on your feet." And he goes, "That was nothing. I'm used to dealing with stuff like that." He goes, "I'm from Honolulu. If there's two things we have in Honolulu, it's great football and fat women." And the manager said, "My wife's from Honolulu." And he said, "Well, what position does she play?"
This sounds like none of that sounds real. That sounds like those are crafted jokes. Yeah. I feel like he just put Mary. "And this lady wants to buy the other half." Like, who actually goes in wanting to buy a half head of lettuce? That feels, where was that, by the way?
I don't know where it was
from. A
roast
of Marcus Mariota?
I don't know. He's on a roster. He probably wasn't. He is in the Pacific Northwest. They're playing the Seahawks. I'm not sure what that was, but that's Marcus Mariota. That's Scott Frost, on the guy who kind of made Scott Frost
Scott
Marcus
Frost
Mariota.
Scott Frost can do a stand-up routine.
Yeah, at least as long as he's throwing Mariota in the grease.
I mean, all the fat women stuff. Yeah. Oh, you're going to hear. Like, I'm going to Google Scott Frost's names.
Yeah.
I don't think Scott Frost doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to publicly apologize for anything.
That's probably unlikely.
But I guarantee somebody's going to demand his apology or his fire or something.
He goes, "I didn't say it. Mariota said it."
That wasn't me.
That was Mariota. I didn't say that.
I'm telling the story. It wasn't me.
I'm just telling the story.
And Marcus, like,
and this lady wants the other half.
Yeah. Well, this is the final thing we go to. This is from a school board meeting. Apparently, there's something going on in Florida, the Florida GOP. This is less about politics, but Moms for Liberty, I guess it's the name of the organization, and Bridget Ziegler is the head of that. She's under fire because her husband and her had a threesome, and apparently that's not great if you're on the Moms for Liberty board.
It's against their charter.
The dirty underbelly, it's not even underbelly, it's out there, is that after the threesome, which was consensual, the husband "quote unquote" went back for more, and the woman said no, and then she's accusing him of sexually assaulting her on a later incident.
There's a lot going on,
but this is a former student in the county going after Bridget Ziegler for something beyond.
Oh no,
her alleged threesome. Actually, she admitted to the threesome, so that's confirmed.
Bridget, our first ever interaction was when you retweeted a hate article about me from The Nationalist while I was a Sarasota County school student. You are a reminder that some people view politics as a service to others, while some view it as an opportunity for themselves. On this board, you have spent public funds that could have been used to increase teacher pay, to change our district lines for political gain, remove books from schools, target trans and queer children, erase Black history, and elevate your political career, all while sending your children to private schools because you do not believe in the public school system that you've been leading. My question is, why doesn't an elected official using our money to harm our students and our teachers for her gain seem to matter as much to us as her having a threesome does? Bridget Ziegler, you do not deserve to be on the Sarasota County School Board, but you do not deserve to be removed from it for having a threesome. That defeats the lesson we've been trying to teach you, which is that a politician's job is to serve their community, not to police personal lives. So, to be extra clear, Bridget, you deserve to be fired from your job because you are terrible at your job, not because you had sex with a woman.
It's got a point.
I gotta
agree.
Don't fire her for that. Yeah. Fire her because she's not good.
She's terrible at what she does.
Who cares if she does? So she does a good job. I don't care what you do.
Yeah, but apparently she's not under fire from her alleged awfulness. It's because she had sex with a woman.
All right, we gotta break it. Time to talk about maybe a little tequila. Get you frisky.
Good. Maestro Nobel. Maestro Nobel. I mean, I don't know about frisky. It could. I don't know. It's not. I mean, it's not my bullet points, my copy points, but we're not, you know, we're all grown here. We understand it. Sometimes you have a nice, smooth tequila like a Maestro Bell, get you in the mood. That's fine. We were taking some Maestro Bell shots. I don't typically take Maestro Bell shots. I like to sip it or put it in a cocktail, but we had some over at Cobos, and we're drinking some Maestro Bell and some of the listeners, and one of the things that kept coming up was how smooth and nice it was, and that was their silver. I mean, that's their standard tequila that you make your tequilas with, your margaritas with. How about your smoke silver, the Jumito? How about their Reposado? How about their Añejo or the Añejo Extra or their Cristalino? I mean, there's different types of tequilas that have different flavor profiles. But the thing is, all of them are crafted in Mexico, Tequila Mexico. There's had generations who have created the process that comes up with a very distinctive, clear, smooth tequila that always goes down great and has a great flavor profile as well. It's Maestro Nobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, make sure you're asking for Maestro Nobel.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pitter patter.
Well, pitter patter, let's get at her.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lance and John. Scratch that. Reverse it.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. Saul is calling the show. Let's get Saul in
Saul?
Here. Saul? Saul, yeah.
All right.
Let's get Saul in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Saul, what's going on?
Saul, this is Gilbert.
Wait a minute.
It said Saul.
Del, you said it's
Hold
Saul.
Hold on. Gilbert, did you tell?
Gilbert doesn't sound like Saul.
Gilbert, did you tell Del it was Saul?
Yeah, I fooled you anyway. He
got me again.
He got you? I mean, how did you... I mean, Gilbert, you sound... I can't believe you can't tell
Well, that's
Gilbert's
not the voice.
Voice
he used when he called.
Spot him, got him.
Let me hear your voice, Gilbert.
He used
Gilbert,
a different voice.
Gilbert, can you say your voice? Do your voice.
Here's my voice.
Well, yeah, but when how did Saul. You call and say, this is Saul?
Like, use your voice where you tricked
You're
Del.
Tricking him, yeah.
Yeah, that's Saul, My See? Name is Saul, you know.
See?
Anyway.
Like Saul, anyway.
How could I tell the difference? You can't blame me for that.
How can you tell the difference? You don't know what the boy said anyway.
He's a mess.
I do a lot of pressure line. I'll be Muhammad Ali. You want to answer the phone probably, you know.
Well, let's hear.
I got bad news to tell you.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Bad news.
We want to hear Muhammad Ali
first.
If you're
Muhammad Ali, if you call in
as Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali, Hollywood, every chairman, all time. I'll be Joe Frazier. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is good.
I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Do you do it? Do you hear Howard Cosell?
No, I can't do Howard Cosell.
What other imitations do you do?
Jerry Lewis. Oh, yeah. Hello?
That was good. That was good. You didn't say anything else. You just said, oh yeah.
Lady. Yeah.
Yeah, I got bad news to tell you. I'm not going to make it to the party Friday.
Oh, my God. Why not?
I got ear appointment that day anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Dave Ward is coming. Rashi's coming. Jennifer Reina is coming.
Don't do that.
All of them are coming now.
Now, are you going to like it if he finds a way to cancel his ear appointment?
Well,
and then
you don't
come through?
You never know if they're going to cancel.
First of all, Jennifer.
My ear appointment got charged me $250.
Oh, wow.
You want to pay that, John?
No. He's not canceling his ear appointment.
First of all, Jennifer Reina wasn't going to be able to make it until, she maybe to Knicks, but she wasn't going to be able to make it to.
Oh, she was going to be there.
Not to Klein's, to Knicks.
To Knicks.
She's on the air. That day.
Yeah, right. She's on the air that morning. But I think
Jennifer Ray's on vacation this week.
Yeah. That's
what's
why.
That?
She's on vacation.
No. Apparently, the guy
Jennifer
who talked
Ray's
to her.
On vacation this week.
No, I actually saw the text exchange. She has to work that day, the 22nd.
So.
You got to work that day?
Yeah, but she was going to still try to make it out, but probably wasn't going to be able to make the clients, was maybe going to try to make
Dave
it.
What about Dave Ward? I mean,
that's on you.
You got that done, right?
Dave Ward and
Dave
Wendy
Ward,
was yours.
Dave Ward, Rashi, all of them. I think they were all. Well, now they're not going to come.
Now I got to cancel the barbecue pizza and the comfy chair.
And yeah, what about the chair we got for you, Gilbert?
Well, just send it to me anyway.
Send it to you.
You wanted us
we
to buy you a chair? Gilbert said, send it.
I didn't know he wanted us to
ship
buy
it.
Him a chair.
Ship it.
I thought just for the event.
If you got it, send it.
Oh,
I didn't know it was to keep also, yeah. I thought it was just kind of a rental.
I didn't know he wanted one to keep.
No, I didn't. I thought he was, hey, I'm going to be there. Can I have a comfortable chair? He wanted you to buy him a lounger.
Hang on a second. Gilbert, one more time. Jerry Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
That's so
much. Did you do any more? Is there any other ones you
There's got to be other ones besides Muhammad Ali. You've done Muhammad Ali on the air for us before, I know.
Has, yeah.
What else?
Muhammad Ali, other world hood champ, all time. I'll meet Joe Frazier.
Well, no,
all.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
So Muhammad Ali, what other ones?
That's about it.
Ali and Jerry Lewis?
Limited repertoire.
I can't believe you don't do Howard Cosell, honestly. Everyone had a,
this is Howard Cosell.
Everyone growing up had a Howard Cosell.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm
you're not going to be able to make it now. All right.
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love the Jerry Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, but I'm sorry to cancel it anyway.
Well, Gilbert.
Great, Jerry.
Take care of your ears.
I called Charlie Lewin up there. Jennifer Ray's on vacation this week. She's not going to make it.
Okay, that's fine. But just the main thing is just take care of your health.
Yeah.
And the Christmas party will be here next year as well.
If I'm at home anyway.
If you're at home, but even if we have to bust you out of the I don't know if they'll let us just bust you out and take you from a...
Well, the nursing home or what?
I don't know about all that. I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Gilbert, we appreciate it, man.
Or Saul.
Or whatever.
One more time, do your Saul voice the way you tricked Dell.
I didn't Saul anyway.
Yeah, that's it. You know what?
I
don't know how he figured it out. I don't know how he could possibly. We know how you snuck past him with that. Yep. Good job, Gilbert. All right, buddy. Sorry we're not going to see you. Good luck with your ear.
Bye.
All right. There it is. Saul sounds a lot like Brad. No, I don't know. He sounds like Brad in Spring Branch anyway. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. I got to tell you guys, It's getting down to the wire. We're close. Christmas is right here. It's this weekend. Are you going to have, well, it's actually Monday, but are you going to have the perfect gift for her, the naturally new pajamas? Well, it's going to make you a holiday hero. Guys, do it now. Do it, do it, do it now. We're running out of time. They sell out every year. Naturally new pajamas, known for ultimate comfort and style, soft and silky, better than lingerie. And how about this? When you order naturally new pajamas today, you get a free naturally nude nightie, a $75 value. That's, you're saving that much. You're getting two in one, and they'll gift wrap it for you. If you ask me, that's one easy holiday gift, sure to make her happy. Listen, we all know how good it feels to win. You're going to win Christmas. So hurry. Go to Pajamagram today for naturally new pajamas before they sell out. That's naturally new pajamas at pajamagram.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.